Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that college football on our airwaves a little earlier. Yes. Way to get it done, Temple Owls. Way to get it done against number 21, Maryland. They came into the link, and the Temple defense was fantastic. I can just imagine the subway ride from the link up to North Broad right about now. A lot of cherry and white, a lot of cheering, a lot of happy campers, so to speak. So it was fun to watch for sure, fun to listen to if you were driving around in your car. So good news for Temple Owls, who improved to 2-0. And also Penn State, if you are a Nittany Lion, they also got it done against Pittsburgh. Their score was 17-10. I was kind of curious if people felt like that is a renewed rivalry that should be. I didn't go to Penn State, but my feeling is that Ohio State would be that rivalry now for them. But I guess in reading back in the day, Penn State and Pittsburgh was quite the in-state rivalry. So a good game there as well today. And it kind of gets us in that football mode, because tomorrow it'll be the Philadelphia Eagles trying to improve to 2-0 when they go on the road and face Atlanta in the Sunday night game. The Falcons will be trying to bounce back from a week one loss to the Vikings. They lost 28-12. Man, did they give up a lot of yards in terms of rushing, though I don't think that will impact the Eagles' game plan. I think even when you look and you see that the Vikings ran it 38 times for 172 yards last week, and that the Vikings only had to throw it 10 times, that, you know, you'll still try to attack Atlanta's defense and mix it up. But I think that they'll stick to their own game plan. I, for one, think that Carson will pick up where he left off last week. I thought he was outstanding. I had picked him as my offensive outstanding player going in. Not that that was a stretch, as I said, because I figured if he was really, really good, the Eagles would be in good hands. And obviously it had a very slow start to that game, but it finished well and finished well, actually, really, a tale of two halves. The second half was excellent, both on an offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have had good success against Atlanta in their last three meetings, including that playoff game. They have beaten Atlanta all three times. And I will say the struggles of Matt Ryan in those three games, it's pretty remarkable, actually. Let me see if I got those numbers. I know he's only completed 55% of his passes in those three games. Let's see. And, of course, he's had those couple of throws that weren't to Julio Jones. So let's see. Ryan's past three meetings against the Eagles, he is 0-3. The Falcons have averaged 12.3 points per game while scoring two touchdowns in nine total trips to the red zone. Ryan, 4 of 17 for 19 yards in the red zone with one touchdown, one interception, two sacks, and a passer rating of 34.7. Can they apply the same kind of pressure, make him look the same way that they have in the previous three meetings? I will say it was interesting. I went to look at some of the Atlanta papers, and the red zone problems for them was a point of emphasis, or questions came up about it, and rightly so because of those last three games. So you say, you know, it's a bend, don't break style of play there. Do you let them march down the field, but knowing that you have had such success against them in the red zone? I also liked that both J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Mac Hollins got to play Julio Jones in practice this week. And I thought, well, and they both said it was kind of fun because they got to run some routes that they don't normally run as, you know, Eagles receivers, but the reason they did it is because of their size, to mimic a Julio Jones who's I think 6'2", 6'4", maybe. And to have like a Greg Ward from the practice squad do that wouldn't have been, because he's 5'8". So they had these two guys play him in practice. So I ask you, what are your thoughts as the Eagles go on the road? I, for one, think that you will have a pretty desperate Atlanta Falcons team, because if they have sights of making the postseason, nobody wants to start 0-2. And you also want to protect your own home field. So do you have concerns because they will be on the road against a Falcons team that desperately needs this win? And if so, where are your concerns? One of the things that we know will change, Malik Jackson is out, it looks like, for the entire season. So that means Jernigan will be in. He will be starting for him. So that changes the dynamic a little bit of that defensive line. Does Fletcher Cox get double teamed more often? That was supposed to be avoided by having Jackson next to him. So do you have concerns there? 610-632-0975. And we'll also talk about the Phillies, because I cannot believe with 16 games remaining, we're still saying they have a shot. And there's a couple formulas out there that would allow them to secure that second wild card spot. They are long, a long shot, definitely. But they're still in it. They're 2.5 back as they entertain the Boston Red Sox tonight and tomorrow. Nola on the hill for them tonight. So we'll talk a little about them and what you think of. I'll give you the formula when we come back and tell me what you think. Because they are keeping you hanging around. They are. 610-632-0975. The lines are wide open. If you also were at the Temple game and you want to talk about just the atmosphere. And now here you have a first-year coach who's having success out of the gate in Rod Carey. And so it's exciting to be a Temple Owls football fan. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic until 7 o'clock.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Philadelphia Burger Brawl is tomorrow at the Philadelphia Navy Yard, presented by Jim Beam. Enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. Plus, there's an incredible cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to PhillyBurgerBrawl.com.
Hey, Jamie Lynch here on the line with JR from JRWins.com. JR, what's happening?
Jamie, great to be back on the air. Guys, here's what we're doing. First off, the information in college football has been incredible to start off this year. In fact, the info I'm looking at right now on this big matchup between Temple and Maryland is absolutely unbelievable. I'm going to give it to you right now, free of charge. Temple, Maryland, on a recorded message, along with Sunday Night Football's winner between Philadelphia and Atlanta. Two winners, one recorded message. Call this number, 800-499-3733. 800-499-3733. That spells free. Call it now. 800-499-free. And on tape, you get the point spread winner of Temple, Maryland, and the Sunday night winner between Philadelphia, Atlanta. Guys, documented over 80%. Check it out for yourself. Call now and win big. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-free. And check me out online at jrwins.com.
It was an exciting week one with college and pros. How did it treat you, JR?
Unbelievable. I mean, all we're doing is raking in dough, winning game after game. And you know what, guys? We're not going to win every game, but let me tell you something. When you're hitting 70, 80%, it's an incredible feeling. And money management is everything. That's what we're here to teach you at JRWins.com. You're not going to get a better experience with phenomenal information than you're going to get right here. Call the number, 800-499-3733. Right now, on my recorded message, I'm going to give you the point spread winner, guys, free of charge, between Temple, Maryland, and the Sunday night winner between Philadelphia, Atlanta. Call now, 800-499-3733. You can try us out for a five-day trial, 800-499-FREE, and jrwins.com.
Thanks, JR, and we'll talk again soon.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
We haven't taken a day off from dental insurance in over 45 years. That's decades of helping businesses like yours keep their employees healthy. Decades of building the strong national network of dentists we have today. For us, there are no distractions. We're all about dental. So no matter the size of your company, we have an easy-to-use plan that's right for your business. United Concordia Dental. For important disclosures and to see why employers rely on a partner who's dedicated to dental, visit discoverucd.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia, Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income property.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded. All losses are free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 at the VHR Pike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
BYO Roots with fine wine and good spirits. Celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month with Kentucky's claim to fame. No, no, not hot chicken or bluegrass music. On second thought, keep the banjo. I'm talking the southern charm of Kentucky bourbon. Stop into your local fine wine and good spirits today and save $3 on 750 milliliter bottles of Knob Creek and Basil Hayden straight bourbon. Offers end September 29, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
Jim McManus plays on one station in Philly, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Saturday, September 14th, here at 97.5 The Fanatic, in the middle of a college football September Saturday. Temple, you might have listened to it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Temple beating Maryland, who came in ranked 21st. I'll be looking forward to see Clemson taking on Syracuse tonight, right? Because Maryland beat Syracuse handily, and then in comes Maryland, ranked now 21, and Temple, well, their defense was unbelievable. Sean Bradley on that second goal line stand was amazing. Now, special teams for both teams had must had their coaches wondering, like, oof, this is tough. At the half, it was 7-2 in favor of Temple, a score that hadn't happened in a really long time, but that was because snapped the ball and the, went bounced in front of the punter and out of the end zone. So that was a safety for Maryland. That's how they scored in the first half in that alone. So anyhow, it got me thinking. When I was in college, went to all the football games. I went to UCLA. I actually worked them and then worked till halftime and would watch the second half. But it kind of gets you in that college spirit, right? I could tell definitely Penn State, but that's always the case up there. But that sea of white today was unbelievable. And that was a close game, really close game. And twice Pittsburgh was marching down the field and Penn State's defense came through. So if you are enjoying college football today, I'd love to hear if you were at either one of those games, what it was like in terms of atmosphere. Absolutely, the Temple game, at least listening to it on the radio, it seemed to me that they had a great certain support for the Temple Owls. That's what they said, and that the crowd was definitely bigger than it was for the Bucknell game, which was 2 weeks ago. But we also are getting ready for the Eagles, and the Eagles will be in Atlanta tomorrow night, so you'll have to wait all day to see that one. But I think a lot of people feel good just about how the team came together in the second half last weekend. It was not a pretty first half, but if you just take the second half and see the growth from the first half to the second, and you say, well, okay, we'll say that that was rust from so many of them not playing during the preseason, and then for it to start to click. So one of the things that worked quite well last week was Carson Wentz finding DeSean Jackson. This week, will it go the same way? Or will it be more like finding shorter passes, maybe to a Zach Ertz, and not seeing those stretch the field opportunities that were available last weekend against the Redskins? So that would be the one question. The other would be in terms of Malik Jackson being out, which was unfortunate, and it does seem like it will be for the season. So the adjustments that they must make on the defensive line. And now on the flip side, Atlanta is without their top, I believe he was their first round pick, who on their offensive line, and he is out with injury, Listrom. So there is a that might be advantage Eagles defensive line, even though Malik Jackson has been lost to injury. Oh, we do have somebody who wants to talk about the Temple atmosphere. Colin is with us in Philly. Colin, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. That must have been a fun day to be down there.
It was. It was. I actually called the game on 97.5 with Harry Donahue and Paul Palmer. And
cool.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of the show and always like listening to you and especially leaving the Temple games. And you asked for someone to call and tell you what the atmosphere was like, so I figured I'd give you a buzz.
I think that's so nice of you. I said I'd like to be on the subway right about now going from down there in South Philly up to Temple. I think that would be quite fun.
That would be fun. I actually did it as a player a few times after some big wins. Took the subway from Temple back, excuse me, from South Philly to Temple when we beat Penn State. I was a part of that when I played tight end there. So it was pretty cool. But no, those subway rides are always a good time. But no, great atmosphere today. People showed up.
Yeah, I could see that actually, because I had it on. I had you guys on, and I also had a TV or streaming it on one of my devices. But the other thing I have, this kid, Sean Bradley, man, what a player he is, right?
They have so many single-digit players, which for people that don't know is such a big deal at Temple. And you're a senior leader, or you could be a junior, you could be a sophomore and be a single-digit player. It means you're the toughest player on the team or one of the top nine toughest players on the team. And they have a host of linebackers that all wear single digits. But Sean Bradley in particular made some huge plays today. What a stud. Really, what a stud. And showed up in all the right places at the right time.
Really did. And then the other thing for me at the end, I thought Anthony Russo was so calm, poised, because if you make a bad mistake after that bad punt had taken place, you could, something costly could have happened.
Yeah, the Archbishop Wood grad, local kid who stayed at home, smart stuff. And I was telling the guys on the radio that those plays at the end of the game there, maybe you'll harp on them in a walkthrough when you're in shorts and T-shirts and sneakers. About, hey, listen, if we got to take a knee or take a safety in that case, which Temple had to do, that's what they did. But no, great atmosphere. Maryland fans showed up too and ended up being, got pretty feisty there in the beginning of the fourth quarter. And it was a lot of good banter and a healthy day at the link. So it was fun.
I'm happy for Rod Carey too, because, there's been some great coaches come through. Now he has an opportunity and it's a great start for him.
Yeah, no question. He said today, this week on his press conference, he's like, this is the first Big Ten team he coached at NIU. He said, this is the first Big Ten team that's ever coming to me at home. So it was pretty cool to hear him say that, and for him to get his first, big win over Bucknell, and then another huge win over ranked Maryland. Really happy for him and the staff and the players.
Well, Colin, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. We'll keep listening to you.
No, thanks, D. Love the show, and best of luck.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. See that, Josh? We reach out, people hear us, and they jump on board. I love it. So thank you to Colin. And seriously, first of all, well-called game, and two, really entertaining. And so for not just the people who were down there and in the stadium, but also for those of us who were listening. So that was Temple beating Maryland 20-17. Yeah, they had to take a safety on the final play that changed that 5-point lead to a 3-point win and helped the Owls improve to 2-0. Yes, the win over Bucknell 2 weeks ago. Last week they were off, and now Rod Carey's team getting the W against a ranked team this afternoon. 610-632-0975. So we'll go back to the Birds and just talking about what that game against Atlanta will look like tomorrow night. And keep in mind, like, everybody else will have played. We'll know who's done well in the NFC East at that point. Will the Cowboys have thumped Washington? They'll be on the road in Washington. Now, you saw what Washington looked like. You saw what the Cowboys did last week when they entertained the Giants. Some people say, well, anybody would have looked good going up against that Giants team. Nonetheless, it still was what it was, and so now maybe we'll have a better idea of how good the Cowboys are, because they now have to go on the road, and they will be playing a Washington team that, I mean, maybe in some ways I want to say the Eagles made them look good in that first half last week, but then for all intents and purposes, take that last touchdown away that was, you know, late in the game, but really had shut them out for that second half. So I think you'll have a better understanding of, one, how good the Cowboys are, and two, are they the competition for the Eagles in the NFC East? You'll have an idea. I think most people think that they're not as separated in talent between the Eagles and Cowboys as maybe you would like. But again, we'll see what the Cowboys do on the road. And then the Eagles will have the spotlight tomorrow evening against the Falcons team that, talk about, they have some nice names and players, but they certainly couldn't get anything going last week in Minnesota when they lost 28-12. So Julio Jones, he's had some nice numbers against the Eagles in these last three games, but he has not scored a touchdown. So he's had over 100 yards receiving, but he hasn't gotten in the end zone. So if you could continue to have that formula, against him and keep him out of the end zone, then kudos to the Eagles and company. I will say this. I mentioned how Minnesota, well, I'll talk about their what they were able to do with their running game, and I ask you, would you alter or maybe consider running the game, the ball more, just given what they allowed Minnesota to do last week, they being the Atlanta Falcons. 610-632-0975. D-lining with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic's Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan take you into the green zone during every Birds game this season. Talk about the game during the game. Get real-time conversation about changes in the money line, point spreads, and prop bets. If it's happening around the league, it's in the Green Zone. The Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan. Live during all Birds games on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It could mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
We haven't taken a day off from dental insurance in over 45 years. That's decades of helping businesses like yours keep their employees healthy. Decades of building the strong national network of dentists we have today. For us, there are no distractions. We're all about dental. So no matter the size of your company, we have an easy-to-use plan that's right for your business. United Concordia Dental. For important disclosures and to see why employers rely on a partner who's dedicated to dental, visit discoverucd.com.
You love football? Then get with the program and get down to Hooters to catch the game. Crazy good wings, ice cold beer, and the best fans on the planet. You love wings. You love ice cold beer. All the games, all season. Hooters.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus, even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
The most wonderful time of the year is happening right now. Baseball's winding down, football's kicking into high gear, hockey and basketball are right around the corner. Does it get any better? It sure can with DraftKings Sportsbook. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win, and if they score at least 24 points, your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager if your team goes on to lose. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Don't forget, that's DraftKings.com/Fanatic to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make it rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life, they say, is all about the journey. But what about the road to reclaiming our health? There is rarely joy in that journey. At Penn Medicine, we believe precision means more than advanced tools and databases. It means using the knowledge gained through years of research and practice to get your diagnosis right the first time, so you can enjoy the remarkable journey that lies ahead. Just one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover more at PennMedicine.org.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Incubus, 20 years of Make Yourself and beyond. Saturday, October 5th, the Met Philadelphia. Incubus, on the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary of their double platinum album, Make Yourself. With special guest, Wild Bell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and TheMetPhilly.com. Part of the City Fitness Concert Series. For more info and tour dates, check out IncubusHQ.com. Don't miss Incubus. Live.
This is Brian Westbrook. Before your summer road trip, get your car service at Meineke. Meineke does it all. Brakes, tires, alignments, exhaust, and right now, get a free AC check. Meineke, doing car care right.
The home of Temple football, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Folks, I want to remind you, Philly Burger Brawl takes place tomorrow at the Philadelphia Navy Yard, and it is presented by Jim Beam. Enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. Plus, there is an incredible cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to PhillyBurgerBrawl.com. So the Temple Owls victorious, Penn State victorious. Will the Eagles be victorious Sunday, week two, when they play at Atlanta? And as I mentioned, Atlanta should be a desperate team because it's just not, when you start a season 0-2, the chances of playoffs starts to drop drastically. Now that they have a tough schedule to start their year, the Falcons, of course, because they started at Minnesota last week where they lost 28-12. And then they have the Philadelphia Eagles, who are certainly Super Bowl contenders entering this season. And they come in, they'll play, Atlanta will play their first home game against the Philadelphia Eagles, who scored 35 points last week, by the way. And so I hope we'll see if Atlanta's defense is up to this task. But here is a number. I think, obviously, the last three times the Eagles have met Atlanta, including that playoff game, has been here in Philadelphia. So will it be a different kind of setting when they have to go on the road and play in Mercedes-Benz Stadium? What I did not know, and this is a Ruben Frank of NBC Sports Philadelphia stat, he always has interesting numbers, right? Matt Ryan was 33-5 at home in his first five seasons, but he is 24-24 the last six. He is 500 the last 6 years at home. And how about this? Since opening day of 2013, so, you know, we're going into now this is the sixth year, Falcons actually only have the 22nd best home record in the NFL. And that would coincide basically with Matt Ryan being 24-24 in his last six seasons. The Eagles, since that opening day of 2013, their road record is 25-23. So their road record in that time is better than the Falcons' home record. Now, again, is there anything you can learn from that? That the Falcons aren't, at least in recent years, a scary team at home. But I will say this, they will be a desperate team, I do believe, when the Eagles come to town. By looking around, because I went to ESPN, I went to The Athletic, a lot of them have a close game with these, and it goes back and forth. Some of them favor the Eagles, and some of them actually do favor the Falcons. So where would you lie in there? And, you know, 35 points. I think everybody thought this is an Eagles offense that can put points on the board. And they certainly did that against a Washington Redskins team, for sure. So what kind of numbers do they put up Sunday night? I think Carson, I think he's going to look a lot like he did last week. He had good numbers. He looks solid. He has weapons, and he finds them. Now, I mentioned how last week the Falcons allowed the Vikings to run it down their throat. The Vikings ran it 38 times for 172 yards. And historically, in the Quinn era of coaching the Atlanta Falcons, the Falcons have not been good against the run. So would you be inclined, if you were Doug Peterson, to maybe hand it off more to a Miles Sanders or a Jordan Howard just to get a feel of, you know, could we do this? Or do you like Doug to stick to his plan, knowing that let him just dictate how this game will be played with his own weapons, because you just don't fear this Falcons team that much? In terms of injuries, we know that Malik Jackson is out. We know that Sudfeld, he actually was listed as doubtful, but he wasn't out on that injury report that the last one I saw. But he did say that Josh McCown would be the backup. And that, I think Sudfeld just isn't healthy yet. But it will be interesting when he is healthy to see who's number two and who's number three. And there's like a 50-50 in that. Some people feel like they trust Sudfeld more because he's been around Peterson, this offense for Ned. This would now be his third year. Others feel like with all the experience McCown has, even though he hasn't been with the Eagles, that's a lot of experience at the age of 40. Me, I say I don't really care, because I just want the other guy, number 11, to stay standing straight up and keep on keeping on. And that would be one Carson Wentz. So I guess I'm asking, how do you feel going into this game? And do you feel like the team that will show up early? Keep in mind, last year, the Eagles scored 41 total first quarter points over the course of the season. They certainly didn't give you faith with last weekend's first quarter that much has changed in that regard. But there's always time to start something new, right? So will they pick up where they left off, which is a very good second half that at the end of the day produced, the second half didn't produce 35 points because they had seven at the half. So what, 28? 28 second half points. Do they pick up offensively there tomorrow night at 8 o'clock? 610-632-0975. And also, I said we would talk about the Phillies because they are still, they're still alive in that wild card hunt, believe it or not. And it's interesting. They now, I went to ESPN, they actually paint a picture of like what would have to happen and how could you make it happen for your team that's in the wild card hunt, right? So they're 2.5 back of the Cubs who currently have that second wild card. The Nationals have the first one. The Brewers are only a game back of the Cubs, and then it is the Phillies. And basically, they got to do a lot of winning. And I have one series that I think they have to sweep. Well, actually, there's two. There's two they have to sweep. 610-632-0975. Hey, do they still have your interest? Because they do have mine. They do. And tonight, Aaron Nola, let's hope we see the Aaron Nola of old when he takes the mound tonight and they entertain the Boston Red Sox. 610-632-0975. Join the conversation. Let's talk some Eagles football as they prepare for week two.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic is the place for pros, where professional athletes and expert contributors like Brian Westbrook break down the birds. Listen to the Fanatic Pro Show with Brian Westbrook, presented by The Tile Shop and 19 Crimes Wine.
This week live from PJ Wellahan's in Cherry Hill.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia, Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income property.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We haven't taken a day off from dental insurance in over 45 years. That's decades of helping businesses like yours keep their employees healthy. Decades of building the strong national network of dentists we have today. For us, there are no distractions. We're all about dental. So no matter the size of your company, we have an easy-to-use plan that's right for your business. United Concordia Dental. For important disclosures and to see why employers rely on a partner who's dedicated to dental, visit discoverucd.com.
O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Eagles fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for over 45 years. Don't settle for watching the game on the couch again this season. Start a new tradition this Sunday. Join hundreds of your closest Birds fans for Eagles away game parties at Xfinity Live, presented by Miller Lite. Watch the game on our 32-foot HD screen, the largest on the East Coast. Enjoy our $5 game day menu and grab ice-cold $3 Miller Lights all day long. And remember, the first Miller Lite's always on us.
Whether you've got friends and family coming over for the game or headed down to the tailgate in the lot, score big and serve in style with Primo Hoagie Party Trays and Sampler Platters. No matter what you have planned, there's no bigger crowd pleaser than Primo Hoagies, made with only the highest quality meats and cheeses, sliced fresh to order, and served on Primo's award-winning seeded rolls, baked fresh every day. Your taste buds will be doing their touchdown dance. Stop in one of over 90 locations or order online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet, 4G LTE backup, and one voice mobility line, all for just $99.85 per month for 2 years. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
This weekend's programming is brought to you by Bachman's Roofing, Building, and Remodeling. Quality and service. Bachman's nails it every time. So I was talking about the Fightins and how they have 16 games remaining, including tonight's game against Boston. They'll host the Red Sox for 2 games, which, by the way, they played 2 games up in Boston not that long ago and won both of those. So maybe that trend can continue. But if you were looking at how they would have to close out these final 16 to make the postseason and play likely, well, they would play Washington right now if it were. But for them to get that second wild card spot, the number seems to me would have to be 12-4, which seems kind of daunting. Given how it's been the up and down battle. But you could sweep the 5 games from the Nationals. That's what you could do. And then come home and sweep the Marlins because you so owe them one. The Phillies have a 7-9 record against the Marlins. Unbelievable, right? But against Washington, 5-9. So you'd have to do what you haven't been able to do for this particular year against those two teams. But they're still hanging around and they're 2.5 back and the opportunity still exists. So are you going down to the ballpark tonight? It's a good night outside. I actually feel like it's felt like fall these last 2 days. Kind of nice little chill last night in the air, but really, really nice weather. So it would be a good night to be down at Citizens Bank Park and see Aaron Nola pitch, which the last couple of times out has not been the Aaron Nola that we have come to know and love. Let's see, I'm pulling up his numbers. Anyhow, we'll talk a little about the Phillies and then, of course, the Eagles, because tomorrow night they will be playing at Atlanta. And so I ask you, last week I said Carson was my guy on the offensive side, would be the one that stood out, and he did. And I picked Derek Barnett on the defensive side of the ball. I think you know who I'm going for this week defensively. I'm going to think Fletcher Cox has a big day. I think he does. And, you know, it's, I think a lot of people were, because it was in a millisecond that Malik Jackson went down. And
there's Mr. Jernigan.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Jernigan. That's right. The big thing with Jernigan, because he's going to step in and fill in for Jackson, is will he also be out there on third downs? Because that's doing some heavy lifting if you're Jernigan. So if not, what do they do? And I know, like they said, well, you could come with a Brandon Graham, as they did in 2017, or the role of Michael Bennett last year. So you could do that with... Well, you could do Brandon Graham, obviously. So we shall see. Defensively, they've had great success in the red zone against the Atlanta Falcons in recent years playing them, to the tune of really Matt Ryan has looked like a quarterback who struggles in the red zone. And he was asked about it this week, and he's like, look, we got to do better, and we got to find a way to get it done. I'll just give you the numbers again. In the last three meetings against the Eagles, which did include that one playoff game on the Eagles road to the Super Bowl that they won 15-10, that was at Lincoln Financial Field. But in those three games, the Falcons have averaged 12.3 points per game while scoring two touchdowns in nine total trips to the red zone. And Ryan, in those games, 4 of 17 for 19 yards in the red zone. Total, 19 yards total. One touchdown, one interception, two sacks, and a passer rating of 34.7. So those numbers do not bode well. Now, Julio Jones twice has had some nightmares in the red zone against the Eagles, and you'd like that to continue, so we shall see. And then go to just last week. This is not against the Eagles, so we have the history of the last three against the Eagles, and then you have just week one of this 2019 season where the Falcons went to Minnesota, which is a formidable opponent, clearly, and they couldn't score, and they couldn't stop the run. So there are two areas that you could exploit if you're doing your, you know, just watching and seeing what the Eagles can do to go in there and get a W. And that would be, well, you should be able to have success against, you should be able to have success running the ball. Apparently, they're also, they being the Falcons, they're terrible at taking away, like throwing to running backs. Like they allow more yards thrown to running backs than I think anybody else in the league over the same kind of last couple of seasons. And that would go to in favor of the Eagles, because they love to throw it to, whether you want to say a Miles Sanders, or let's just bring out Darren Sproles. Let's give him another 12 touches like he got last week. So I would imagine you will see that early on. And then hopefully in terms of the Eagles corners, again, they've had pretty good success. Yes, Julio Jones has had good receiving yards, but again, doesn't have the touchdowns to go with the receiving yards when he has played against the Eagles in this stretch. Of course, we mentioned again that those three games that we're looking at, those numbers that bode very well for the Eagles and not for Atlanta, have all been here in Philadelphia. So this is now a trip to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which, by the way, oh, it's a Sunday night, no Chick-fil-A. No Chick-fil-A open in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm glad I'm not there, because I think I might. that's funny. So what are you looking for? What are you trying to see from the Eagles, other than everybody wants a W? Just keep racking them up. Get ready to get a W and then entertain the Detroit Lions at home the following week. And, you know, take a look around the league and see where the Cowboys and how they're doing. They'll play at Washington I'm trying to think of what I will want to. Well, I'll be here 9 to 1. So now I guess I'll watch some football tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, sure. I should look and see what would be on in our area. Probably the Cowboys is a 1 o'clock game. I'll tell you the other one that interests me a little bit. I want to see if Antonio Brown plays. He is not on that, what's the list called from the NFL? Exempt? No. Exempt? Is that what it's called? Commissioner exempt. So I did have the right word. He's not on the commissioner exempt. So originally, I think they were saying they didn't think that he was going to play. I heard Belichick say he's got a lot to learn. But I guess a feeling coming out of there is that he is going to play. And maybe it's like watching the car wreck. I got to see it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Plus, if I saw the number on the Pats are going down to Miami, right? A place where they notoriously play poorly over the years, year after year after year. I think last year they lost, by the way. But the spread on that game I saw was 19. I don't know if I could touch that, especially knowing the history of the Patriots, though they did look like a well-oiled machine last week. So that'll be a game that I will catch my eye, and I certainly do want to see the Cowboys. The Cowboys, again, playing in Washington. And then, I don't know, just I'm looking at the other ones around the league. Detroit hosts.
So not to cut you off, for the 1 o'clock games, we're getting everyone in the division. So it's going to be Cowboys and Redskins, and then over on CBS, it's going to be Bills and Giants.
Ugh. Bills and Giants. That one, I think the Giants are hosting the Bills, and they're still getting a point and a half at home against the Bills. The Bills have to give them a point and a half. Oh, my. That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, that reminds me, because when I say that's terrible, well, one of my favorite things this week was watching the ceremony over at the Sixers practice facility. It was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. My God, time feels like it was longer than that. Where they put up the statue of Charles Barkley. And they now have 8 statues along that row. What up, bro? And Charles, and then when he speaks, he's just fun to listen to. And he had such appreciation for his time in Philadelphia. He considers himself a Sixer. He's like, you know, I had good success when I was with the Suns. And then when he went on to play in Houston as well. But he considers himself a Sixer. But maybe the best thing that I appreciated was when he was talking about how he wanted to know when he was a rookie, like, why am I not playing more? And he asked Moses Malone, like, why can't I get more time? I don't get it. And Moses said to him, he said, because you're fat and you're lazy. And Charles said, I don't understand. And Moses said to him, you don't understand what part, the fat or the lazy? And Moses proceeded to work with him before practices and after practices and helped him lose. He actually said he got down 60 pounds, but that was about 10 too much. And he got to a playing weight of 250, which was 50 pounds less. He was 300. And the reason I thought in the context, though, because Charles said he picked the Sixers to win the championship next year. But he said, you know, I feel like Ben Simmons I think he was mad at me last year. That's what he said, because he was critical about his jump shot or lack thereof. And he was critical of Embiid's lack of conditioning. And
welcome to Philadelphia.
But one of the things I say to myself, I'm like, well, if a guy can share the story about how his own teammate, now maybe it's because it's not a teammate, but it's Sixers family for sure. It's coming from Charles. That, you know, to not be so sensitive in this generation, and maybe it's been all generations, but if you're Ben Simmons or a Joel Embiid, hear it for what it's worth of understanding, as somebody who's been there, and you know, he's a Hall of Famer trying to share, drop some knowledge on you. You know, take it for what it is and understand that people are only pulling for the best. And maybe you look in the mirror and you say, You know, could you have been in better physical condition if you are Joel Embiid? Yes. Could you eat better? Yes. If you are Ben, do you understand the necessity of having that jump shot? Of course you do. So now both of you, just make sure you do something about it. Just like Charles was fat and lazy, and he did something about it. He dropped 50 pounds back in the day. Anyhow, I thought I would share that because I used the word terrible, and it made me think of Charles. And I wonder where he ranks in terms of favorite all-time Sixers in this city, right? Because, like, we have Dr. J, we have Allen Iverson, we have Charles Barkley. You have the Mo Cheeks, the Moses Malone, Bobby Jones just went into the Hall of Fame. I got to think, Will Chamberlain, I got to think he would be top three. I think the three that get the name the most would be Dr. J, Allen Iverson, and Charles Barkley in some order that way. And the other one that was there yesterday, well, there were a lot of people there, clearly. But Billy Cunningham gave a great story that he, at the time when they drafted Charles, I believe he said they had the Clippers pick, first round pick, and they were really, really bad. And if it had not been for Houston, who was coached by Bill Fitch at the time, losing games on purpose is how Billy Cunningham called it, that they could have ended up the Sixers with an Akeem Olajuwon or Michael Jordan, just given where they were. And so Brett Brown kind of then took the mic and said, can you imagine Bill Fitch tanking? Who ever heard of such a thing? And it was quite funny, and it was great tongue-in-cheek by Brett Brown to show a sense of humor. So you could put, Charles, tell me what you thought in terms of popularity in the city of all-time Philadelphia 76ers. And we'll go back to Eagles because they are playing the Falcons tomorrow night in Atlanta. You'll have to wait all day to see that game, but you'll also know what other people have done, including those in the division. You'll know if the Giants could beat the Bills on their home field, and you'll be able to know if the Cowboys look as good as they did last week when they were home against the Giants when they traveled to Washington to play the very team that the Eagles struggled with in the first half for sure, but then came back and had a heck of a second half on both sides of the ball. And basically, as I say, defensively, you might want to pick at some things there, but I would say too, after you had given up the 20 first half points, you go the bulk of the second half until that very, very, very end, you give up that late touchdown where you held them scoreless. And so to me, because a lot of people said, well, it was obvious that the Eagles offense had to shake off some rust. And if you were going to be critical of the defense, I think they should be entitled to say they had to shake off some rust as well, and I think they did. And with the exception of losing Malik Jackson, all things should be, you know, good to go for this weekend against an Atlanta team that it's hard to tell. I love Joe Torty likes to say Atlanta has a lot of good players, but they are not a good team. We'll see. We'll see. We shall see. I got to give a shout out to my guy, Joe Torty. Let's check in with Andrew in Havertown. Andrew, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Very well. So my brother and I got into an argument last night, and we were talking about pound for pound greatest NBA players of all time. And I said Allen Iverson. Mm-hmm. And after seeing Kobe saying Allen Iverson was 6'6", he would be the greatest player of all time. And then when I Googled it, LeBron also said
pound for pound. Yeah, he always says that. Who was your brother arguing, if not Allen, pound for pound?
Well, he was arguing Steph Curry. And I said, no, he's the greatest shooter of all time.
Agreed.
He's not the greatest overall basketball player. I want to hear your thoughts on it. I mean, you've been around the game for a long time, Dee.
I know. Well, I'm going to tell you what part of it is going to be. But Steph has better players around him. And I'm guessing that part of the argument was he went to the winning. He has championships. Was that part of your...
You're absolutely right. He did go to the championships when,
right.
during the course of the argument.
Yep, I figured, because that's when things are...
That's the only way you can win that argument. Like,
I would agree with you. That's the only way I would agree that you can win that argument. And keep in mind, for me, the way Iverson played, he attacked. He attacked against, like, anybody. He never, ever stopped going to the paint. When I think a lot of players don't like the beating and over time refuse to go in amongst the trees, right? Because they know it's painful.
I totally agree, Dee.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. And the thing with Iverson, too, he didn't get enough credit for the defense that he played.
Well, he got steals.
It wasn't the greatest. By the way.
No, he was great at getting steals, and his teammates were good at backing him up, so to speak, meaning if somebody got by him, because he would reach and not always get it, but he was excellent at picking pockets for sure. The other thing I think he doesn't get enough credit for, he actually averaged, I think, 7.5 assists for his career. And for a guy, you know, who took a lot of shots, we know that. He was a volume guy that way, but he was a willing passer.
You're absolutely right, and thank you. Thanks for taking my phone call, Dee.
Andrew, I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Yeah.
I love my little dudes.
I like that. Yeah, pound for pound. For me, that's it. But I would agree. Steph's going to go down until further notice as the all-time best shooter. I mean, I saw Reggie Miller. I have seen Ray Allen. But nobody has... Now, the rules have changed. I will agree. And I always have to say, I know, I understand that. But this guy has broken his own record year after year after year. So I'll give him the all-time shooter. But I'm going to give pound for pound to AI. My guy, AI. 610-632-0975. I am Dee Lynam. I am with you until 7 o'clock. Earlier today, right here on the Fanatic, Temple with an awesome football victory over then-ranked, 21st-ranked Maryland. We'll see how that goes down in terms of where people are ranked after this weekend. Penn State also victorious. They hosted Pittsburgh, and they won a very close game, 17-10. So victory for the blue and white. Victory for the cherry and white. And now tomorrow the Eagles will be on the road in week two to play the Atlanta Falcons. They'll be looking for their second straight victory as well. So I'm kind of just wondering, given what you saw last week, and it was a tale of two halves, how you would set the table for how the Eagles game against Atlanta will play out on Sunday night. Atlanta, you know, if you're just looking at the numbers from their game last week, you wouldn't be scared much at all. They were only able to score 12 points. The Vikings were able to score 28 on them. The Vikings were able to run the ball 38 times to the tune of 172 yards. I guess you don't know much about the pass rush because the Minnesota only threw it 10 times. So there's not much that you have there to work with. But Atlanta will be at home. And, you know, they, on paper, are supposed to be a better team than what they look like in week one. So how do we think it plays out? I think Carson continues to show that he is healthy and good to go. Maybe he gets his tight ends involved a little more than last week. Deshaun was the big, well, really Deshaun in terms of down the field, and Sproles was huge. I think Sproles plays a big factor in this again on Sunday night. I'm looking forward to seeing Miles Sanders again. I read an article about, maybe it was me listening to Doug Peterson and just talking about how Miles Sanders' business-like approach of what he, learns in their meetings and then carries that over to the field has impressed him. So see what is in store for there. And then, like, Jordan Howard. You know, I'm interested in seeing how that running backs by committee, how many each of those guys in terms of not just carries, but because we know they like to throw to the running back a lot out of the backfield. So does that repeat and have the same numbers as last week? Or do you go with the hot hand and who will have that hot hand at the running back position? 610-632-0975. Raul, I'm coming back to you. I want to give you full time on the other side. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The new Fanatic pregame show starring Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Gibbons. This Sunday at 5, live from our new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook. And we're flying from the PHL to the ATL for the Bird Brawl in Atlanta. Westbrook, Avant, and Gibbons break it all down.
Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The new Fanatic pregame show starring Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Gibbons. Sunday at 5 on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 at the PHR Bike. Must be 21. Gamble problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It could mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your next go-tos and can't live without. 21 days of daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves, like the Tartlet and Bloom eyeshadow palette and Urban Decay 24/7 eye pencils. Plus, explore our latest exclusive products and hundreds of new launches, aka 21 days of I want that one and that one. Event ends September 21st. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games. Make bets while the game is being played. Like, who will score next? How will the current drive finish? You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That sound could only mean one thing. The Peruzzi Auto Group. Six top brands, six convenient locations. Over 2,500 vehicles to choose from. Savings aren't the only thing that's big at Peruzzi. Visit Peruzzi.com. Our business is you.
Sports Talk, Glenn Mills, and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
So one of the things you can look forward to Monday morning after watching the Eagles and the Falcons in Sunday Night Football is Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb joins Farzetta and Trey in the morning every Monday at 9:30 a.m. So the Eagles, we'll see what the secondary has in store for the Falcons receivers. I went to see, we know Julio Jones. Now, last week in Minnesota, Jones had six receptions for a total of 31 yards. Really, the two big guys were Calvin Ridley, who had four catches for 64 yards, and Austin Hooper for nine catches covering 77 yards. Now, again, this is an offense that only put up 12 points against Minnesota. But if there's questions, especially from looking at the first half of the Eagles-Redskins game, you might say, okay, beware. Let's see what the secondary does against those receivers. Because obviously Washington had some success early on. Let's check in with Raul in Montgomeryville. Raul, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
How are you doing, Z?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I think tomorrow's game is going to be a close game. It's going to be, I think it's going to be Eagles over the Falcons. And I think Deshaun Jackson will have another good game. And even Alshon Jeffries. And I'm also ready for a Sixers season.
You are?
I was at Valley Forge Casino Resort. They had the Philly show there. And I was in line for Mike Scott photo op. There was a long line for Mike Scott.
He's quite popular.
Yeah, Mike Scott is a nice guy. And after he was done, Mike Scott took my phone and he took selfie from my phone.
Nice. I like it.
And plus, Mike Tyson was there. Donovan McNabb. There was long lines for that also.
Oh wow! There were a lot of people out there. That sounds like a good time.
Even Cunningham was here also today. Yeah.
All right, Raul. Well, I hope you're right on both accounts. One, that we have a good Sixers season, and two, that it's a close game, but you have the Eagles winning in Atlanta, correct?
Yeah. All right. 27-24.
27-24. Raul, have a great rest of your Saturday. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. I appreciate it. 27-24. I think the couple I've said that I was on the various websites, and there most people have it as a close game like that. Now, what's interesting to me is that Atlanta on the road gave up 28 points to Minnesota. The Eagles scored 35. In a very slow start for them. I just am curious of how they think Atlanta's defense is going to slow down the Eagles. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that, I don't know. I think the Eagles have another 30-point performance in them. I really do. And only because we had college football on our airwaves earlier, and in case you missed it, Temple was victorious over number 21, Maryland, 20-17, ranked 21st, Maryland was when they came into the link earlier today. So Rod Carey and company improved to 2-0 on their season. But maybe because it's my alma mater, UCLA, I always kind of check in. Maybe it's because of the Chip Kelly factor, but number 5 Oklahoma will play at UCLA this evening, and UCLA is out to an 0-2 start, and their offense, are you ready for this, ranks 119th in points scored. They're averaging 14 points a game, and they are 126th in total offense, 239.5 yards per game out of 130 schools. And then when somebody pointed out to Chip, Chip got all philosophical and said something to the effect of, what did he say? He said, you don't tear up the root of the tree to see if it's growing. You just keep watering it. You keep growing it and doing what you're supposed to do. Oh, man. He signed a 5-year deal worth $23 million. And let's see, since he's been there, what is his? He's in his second season. So they are now, he's 3-11. Struggle. It's a struggle. Let's go back to pro football, since the Eagles will be playing tomorrow. I just had to throw that out there because I had seen the Chip Kelly quote and it made me laugh a little bit because he wasn't much of a talker when he was here. And that seemed like a lengthy response to people asking about, come on, when is this going to get up and running and be better than it was? But in terms of the Eagles and the Falcons, certainly the Eagles have played the Falcons well in recent history. They have met them 3 times over the last 3 years, 2017, 18, and that first game, well, we could go back. Anyhow, the last 3 times they've met them, they've played it here in Philadelphia, and the Eagles have won all 3, including that playoff game on the way to their Super Bowl victory. I stopped because I couldn't remember if that's a January game, which would make that in 2018. It was the 2017 season, though. That we know. Anyhow, they have had good success, and I think they can have good success again tomorrow. I gave out numbers earlier that at home, Matt Ryan in his last 6 seasons is only 500. He's 24-24 after being a lights out guy in his first 5 years in the league, and that was when he was 33-5 on the Falcons' home field. So it's not a scary place to go in and play, apparently. They have the 22nd best record over the last 5 years at home. That's nothing to get excited about if you were the Atlanta Falcons. But I will say this, they need a victory because teams that start seasons 0-2, not that you are completely mathematically out of it, but it does not, generally speaking, they don't make the postseason. So if you're the Atlanta Falcons, they obviously need this victory, but so do the Eagles. And if you're, kind of looking at their schedule, they play this game Sunday night in Atlanta. Then they'll come back the following week to host the Detroit Lions, and then they will be at the Packers. So I thought they might go 2-2 in that stretch. If you go 3-1, I think you would be very happy. And the one, in my opinion, would be, well, we'll see what the Packers are playing Minnesota this week. So we'll see. They obviously had that win on Thursday night that was brutal in week 1. Bad football. But they will be well rested when they play Minnesota, which for them is kind of like an Eagles-Cowboys game, big rivalry. That's one of the things that you do. You look around. I know a lot of people, they're looking from a fantasy football standpoint. I look around just to see who else is doing what in your division, in your conference. And then if you're a team like the Eagles, who have aspirations of getting back to that Super Bowl game, I think you do look and say who would be representative of the AFC as well. And one of the games I said I'm looking forward to seeing is the Patriots from two standpoints. One, because they look like a well-oiled machine last week. And two, that it would appear by most reports that newly signed Antonio Brown is not on the commissioner's exempt list. And so he, it appears, will be in uniform and likely play for the Patriots in a game that that spread is the Pats minus 19 on the road against what we know is a very bad Dolphins team. Really, I was listening to a national show, and between the Dolphins, the Giants, and we'll see. They actually think the Redskins are that bad. I don't know. I'd like to see how they look at home against the Cowboys before I would put them in that same kind of conversation. But the Dolphins and the Giants definitely were on their list as terrible teams in this year. 610-632-0975. Do you have concerns? Because I would say this. I think that the Atlanta Falcons should be a greater test than the Washington Redskins. One, because they're at home. Two, because of they have some good talent on that team. They do. Now, it didn't show up in week one, or meaning it didn't, not by the box score, you couldn't tell that against the Vikings, but certainly on paper, you must go in prepared to know that they have some weapons. I would like to think, if you're Julio Jones, you're thinking six catches for 31 yards, he will improve on that for sure. And in those last three games against the Eagles that I mentioned, he has had over 100 receiving yards in each of them. 610-632-0975. That, and in college football, maybe you watched Temple. I earlier asked what was that atmosphere like, because it looked like a lot of people went down to the link to support their Temple Owls, who improved then to 2-0 in an exciting game. Man, their defense was outstanding. Two goal line stands that were one in the first half, one late in the game. Sean Bradley, what a player that guy is defensively for the Temple Owls. And so Rod Carey and company are now 2-0 to start their season. Dave, we'll come back and talk Temple football with you on the other side. Want to give you full time. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
Or maybe $10,000.
That's what I'm talking about.
Woo-hoo! 97.5 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway is back next week.
Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download in the App Store or click parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Philadelphia area. Are you interested in making active and passive income each month flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The ProSource Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien flip kit, which contains educational videos and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn government-regulated returns up to 18% that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access tax lien inventory not available to the public. So if you want to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text OFFER to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien flip kit. And get ready to learn how to flip tax liens and acquire houses well below wholesale prices with great profit potential, all from home working part-time. Text OFFER to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Text OFFER to 31,000. That's OFFER to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
The most wonderful time of the year is happening right now. Baseball's winding down, football's kicking into high gear, hockey and basketball are right around the corner. Does it get any better? It sure can with DraftKings Sportsbook. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win, and if they score at least 24 points, your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager if your team goes on to lose. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Don't forget, that's DraftKings.com/Fanatic to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make it rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON. 866-DOC-LEON.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
Eagles fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for over 45 years. Don't settle for watching the game on the couch again this season. Start a new tradition this Sunday. Join hundreds of your closest Birds fans for Eagles away game parties at Xfinity Live, presented by Miller Lite. Watch the game on our 32-foot HD screen, the largest on the East Coast. Enjoy our $5 game day menu and grab ice-cold $3 Miller Lights all day long. And remember, the first Miller Lite's always on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
85 years ago, William Hill bet on himself and started the largest sports betting company in the world. America's number one sports book is available to you, New Jersey, just in time for football action. Now it's time to trust yourself. Download the William Hill app and get ready to prove yourself right all season long. William Hill Sports Betting, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
This is Brian Westbrook. If you need maintenance on your vehicle, go to Meineke for all your automotive repair needs. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Saturday, September 14th, a lot of college football happening as we speak. Some of it already took place. Penn State victorious over Pittsburgh at home, 17-10. And then Temple hosting number 21 Maryland at the Link. And Temple in a really entertaining and exciting game, victorious 20-17, had ended with a safety that was the right play for Temple to do. They had been up five, and they managed the clock to perfection down the stretch, and they thought that time had actually run out. I thought Russo had the clock so perfectly, but they put two more seconds on the clock, and so Russo ran back, and that's how the safety took place at the end of the game to make for the three-point win. So they are 2-0. We check in with Dave in Center City. Dave, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
D, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, before I get down to business and tell you why it's definitely, not definitely, but
It's very possible Temple goes undefeated. Hey, listen, both Erics will tell you, I listen to 97.5 The Fanatic 24/7, and that is no exaggeration. Denise,
when
you
do
have
you,
to
when do you sleep?
Exactly. Well, exactly. I was going to ask you the same question, because you must sleep at one bell on the weekends, because you are constantly on. It's great. Divine them.
I appreciate that. I like it here.
Now, if you're bored on the weekends, I mean, I'm free. I don't do anything on the weekends.
No, I'm not bored on the weekends. Thank you. All right, tell me how this is going to happen, that you say they can run the table?
Right, they got a very fortuitous, easy conference schedule, but listen to this, okay?
All right.
They go to Buffalo next week, who is in a rebuilding year. They're usually tough. Then Georgia Tech, who
at
is
home.
one of the worst FBS teams, okay, mm-hmm. out there. They just lost to FCS Citadel.
Okay.
They got one tough game left, and that is Central Florida. And that is at the links, though. But listen to the rest of the conference schedule they have. East Carolina win, Memphis win, SMU win, South Florida win, Cincy win, Tulane win, UConn win.
Hmm.
It's 12. Go ahead.
No, I'm now I'm following it. I just went and looked at it. You know, look, the first two victories have been great. I was curious of what it would look like today, just because statistically, I didn't see the Maryland-Syracuse game, but statistically, it looked imposing. Maryland would be an imposing foe, and that was not the case. I think Temple's defense looks like a defense that will have you in every game every week.
Yeah, Maryland has one player, McFarland. He'll be a good NFL player. Hey, D, question.
How did they score all those points against Syracuse? Must be terrible.
Well, Syracuse, you could run the ball on them all day, and that's what they did. And then they scored 79 against Howard,
yeah, I saw
which
that.
Is an FCS. Hey, yeah, D, quick
yes.
question.
Yes.
The Sean Bradley on Temple.
Yes.
Is that the same Sean Bradley that Sonny Hill said is going to be the next Wilt Chamberlain?
I knew you were going to somehow tie that in. You know, they spell their names differently, actually.
Yeah. Hey, listen, kid, you have a good weekend.
Thank
Keep
you,
up
Dave.
The good work.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I know I feel for that kid. Hopefully there's, since his generation, Sean Bradley of Temple, by the way, probably really don't even remember the Sean Bradley who played for the Sixers. Did you know that you can't coach tall? Can't coach tall. So congratulations to Temple. That I heard him go through it. I wouldn't know that conference well enough to know if you could actually run the table as Dave just described. But I'll look forward to seeing it happen, and certainly off to the right start with the 2-0 record for the Temple Owls to this point. 610-632-0975. The Eagles would like to be undefeated as well come the end of Sunday night. I guess it would be close to Monday morning when they finish that game anymore. So they'll have all day to prepare for the Atlanta, or we'll have all day to prepare for watching the Falcons and the Eagles. The Eagles have been preparing all week. Let's see some things that you should know. One, Tim Jernigan will step in and start in place of the injured Malik Jackson. Two, Josh McCown is the backup quarterback because Nate Sudfeld he was listed as doubtful. He wasn't on that injury report, but we were thinking that he wasn't going to be back before week three anyhow, and that would appear to be the case. What else? The Falcons will be looking for their first victory of the season. It is their home opener. They dropped last week's game 28-12 to Minnesota. There weren't any real numbers that wowed you in that game that the Falcons had. Numbers that they gave up might wow you in terms of having your eyes light up if you are the Philadelphia Eagles from a running standpoint, because they gave up 172 yards on the ground. And let's see, from past history, the Eagles have done very, very well against the Falcons in terms of keeping them out of the red zone. I believe the number was over their last three games, they've let's see, I think in the red zone, Matt Ryan is 4 of 17, covering just 19 yards. So that would say, you know, hey, Jim Schwartz has a philosophy there, and maybe you can get down the field, but we're not letting you get in the end zone, and specifically with Julio Jones. Though I said last week the kid Ripley was pretty good for them against Minnesota. He didn't have the most catches. He had 7 receptions for 64 yards. So anyhow, we'll see what they have. And I think the Eagles, to get their first road win, would be one nice. Two, I think the beginning of this, to have the first two, you go alternate, home, away, home, away. And I think by the end of September, you'll have a good feel of who this team is. Now, last week, I don't think you want to start like the Eagles did on the road and go down 20-7 to a Falcons team. That would be ill-advised. And as a matter of fact, I would like to see them have a really good first quarter. And one of those stats that Ruben Frank always puts out, because last year I said they were horrible first quarter. They scored a total of 41 points for the entire season in the first quarter. Ruben Frank went and did some digging into that, and he found that Peterson actually calls fewer pass plays in the first quarter than any other quarter. It's like 60%, and for the rest of the game, the pass plays are 65%, and actually in the second quarter, that number is 69%. So I don't know if it's because he wants to establish the run. I, for one, actually wouldn't mind that going into this game, because if you just go by what Atlanta did against Minnesota, you will be able to have success running the ball. So we'll keep an eye on that in tomorrow night's game. 60% of the plays that Doug calls in the first quarter are running plays. Per thank you to Ruben Frank of NBC Sports Philadelphia. But put up some points. Make Atlanta have to come from behind, right? Don't be the one having to come from behind like it did in week one with the Washington Redskins. 610-632-0975. And also, check in on the Phillies. Nola will be on the hill tonight. 2 games against the Red Sox at Citizens Bank Park. And I said 12-4 would get it done to get that second wild card spot. But that would be an unusual 16-game stretch for this Phillies team that has not proven to be able to do that thus far this season. But there's always time for something new, and it could begin tonight. 610-632-0975. D-lining with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's a go green or go home weekend. We've got your Hella Mega Tour 2020 tickets with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer.
You want to be an American idiot?
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register for a chance to win Hella Mega Tour 2020 tickets. Saturday, August 29th, 2020 at Citizens Bank Park. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer all in one night. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 20th at Ticketmaster.com. Or grab a pair early on Thursday, September 19th by using the code RADIO. It's our Fanatic Go Green or Go Home weekend on 97.5 The Fanatic.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in Jeep Cherokee or in Jeep Compass with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll get up close and personal with the weather thanks to the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry into Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Jeep. When it rains, we shine. During 10 days to deal, well-qualified returning Grand Cherokee lessees can lease the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,299 to its signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires due to contribution. Lease to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 9/30/20. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/16. Jeep is a registered trademark. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team.
you'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money, flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia, Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income property.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But the cost of sending your kids back to school, causing you to put off the project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window have heard you. They have a solution. In addition, right now, to getting 20% off all windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start the project today with no money down and give you 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of the new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings and have the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is just for a limited time. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDED. Check them out online at goguided.com. That's goguida.com.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. Like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn 4 times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Do you love football? Then get with the program and get down to Hooters to catch the game. Crazy good wings, ice cold beer, and the best fans on the planet. You love wings. You love ice cold beer. All the games, all season. Hooters.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
The new Fanatic pregame show starring Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Givens is live tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock from our new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook, presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So that'll be at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Meanwhile, we've been talking, like, if you had concerns, one, it would be the slow start that the Eagles had on both sides of the ball in week one. And defensively, in the secondary, let's just say the Redskins had a field day to start. Their secondary, the Eagles' secondary, allowed 13 catches for 194 yards and 2 touchdowns to the trio of Terry McLaurin, Paul Richardson, and Trey Quinn. And so when you say Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and Mohamed Sanu, you would say that could be trouble if those same kind of numbers, actually, it would be bigger numbers with that crew. So we check in now with Donald in Chester. Donald, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Yes. Hello there. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you had just mentioned the one concern I have, and that's the secondary as well.
Yeah.
I was listening to what Schwartz has said a day ago. He said that the secondary needed to do a better job to cover on the back end to give the pass rush, a chance to get there.
Yeah. I also know he said it's not ideal long term, but doing it by committee is kind of the way they're going to do it until somebody stands out, I guess.
Well, I believe the problem is that Sidney Jones is not working out to what they were projected, because they were projecting him to be the similarity of what he was in Washington.
I know,
just on an NFL level.
But the thing that I don't understand is they talked about him in such glowing reports about his summer, and I'm just curious of where that is.
Because you know what, Lady D, I'm just as curious as you are, and I want some answers because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up at all, and it's really a hindrance.
Yep.
To what needs to go on and happen, because I've been saying that about the secondary holding up, because in 17 and last year, the pass rush did its job and then some.
Yep.
And the secondary has never held its own.
Right.
And I've been saying it, and I'm listening to some fans now. I'm like, why are you even concerned about how many calories Jordan Howard gets in September? If Jordan Howard is not carrying the ball in December, then we have a problem, because it's cold, and that's exactly when he's going to be needed. So I don't, a lot of times I don't understand why people find things to say about the, he got off to a slow start, fine. But
yeah.
But their whole unit, but that's nothing new sometimes for a lot of teams, the first game of the season.
Oh, yeah,
that's enough. Yeah, so I'm like, people should be much more concerned with our matchups.
Yeah,
our matchups
defensively. Now, the only thing I will say, when the numbers of against Matt Ryan over those last three games, and those are Schwartz's teams, that have been really, really good.
You're absolutely right. It's just that the only thing with me is, on the same hand, is that tendency. Carson Wentz, I see it like this. We're probably going to win this ball game.
You think so?
Carson Wentz, yeah. I mean, between Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson, it doesn't have to go to DeSean on the winning, the winning touchdown, winning drive. But these two guys are the leaders on this team, and they're not going to let them fall off. But I don't have faith in our secondary that much. I believe that Atlanta has a lot of deficiencies on the offensive side of the ball.
And their offensive line is banged up.
That's right. And their defensive front is not, we have more physical line than anybody around here really understands. Our offensive line is a whole lot more physical and a whole lot more rougher than what most people think. So, but I just see it with Atlanta having more deficiencies going into our favor instead of our secondary making Matt Ryan go through three progressions before our pass rush collapses the pocket here. So,
yeah, exactly.
That's just my take on it. I believe it's a statement game for our secondary.
I would agree with you there. I'm not sure. Obviously, if you're waiting for Jalen Mills, that's a mystery in its own right.
Well, I don't even like him, because I look at it like this. I go like this. It's half the battle at first if they can run with people. Because if they can run with them, then you can coach them on ball skills, and then you can take it there from tackling. But some of the Darby and Maddox may be the only two right now that appear to be that can run with people. It's a size differential.
I'm not sure we've seen the best of Darby because of him coming off the ACL.
It's just that, the only thing that we can put our hands up and say, well, what we're going to do is the 50-50 ball to Julio Jones and Sanu. That's the only thing we can say. But Darby and Maddox, they can run with these guys. It's just not, they just don't have the height. to do it. So, you know, I mean, that's the only thing that has me biting my nails. I mean, I trust Schwartz because I stopped talking about him. I stopped criticizing him because I understand exactly what he was saying now the whole time. And I was like, man, I got on Facebook and said I was wrong about this guy because now I understand.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy the game, Donald, and I appreciate the phone call. And, yeah, I think some people feel like you do. It's easy to kind of criticize some of the things Schwartz does or doesn't do, but results is what does matter. And as long as it, like, it can bend, but just don't break. And certainly the red zone results he's had against Atlanta in particular, and Matt Ryan in particular in those last three games. I'll give you the numbers again. Ryan has posted a total QBR of 30. He's averaged 243 passing yards and completed just 55% of his throws in those last three games against the Eagles, all of which were in Philadelphia. And in those three, the Eagles racked up 9 sacks and 32 QB hits in those last three games. That's pretty big numbers. So I think defensively, if you can be giving trouble to Matt Ryan, and I'm not saying I'm trying to give a free pass to the secondary, but you, if you do what those numbers say they've been able to do, then your secondary is being helped up front. Let's just say it that way. But if you look at last week's success that the Redskins had against the Eagles secondary, then you might be concerned. Though it seemed like Donald, while he has concerns with the secondary, he seems like there's so many other things that favor the Eagles that it won't impact the final score in a negative way for Philadelphia. What do you think? I mean, I think that's the one area that people would call up and say, you know, it's not a strength of the Eagles, the secondary, meaning it's not, I'm not going to say it's horrible, but certainly not their strength. And the receiving core for the Falcons is formidable. So, you know what? I'm going back to the Cowboys playing at Washington. I'll be interested to see what McLaurin does against the Cowboys because he had such success against the Eagles. We'll see what that happens with him because maybe he's better than. I mentioned how it was McLaurin, Richardson, and Quinn who entered the day with a combined, this was last week, combined 26 games of NFL experience, and 24 of those had come provided by Richardson. So we'll see. But they were definitely, they were good last week for sure. 610-632-0975. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to see Carson Wentz look a lot like he did last week. I do. Will it be DeSean Jackson that he finds the most? Will it be his tight ends? Will they run the ball more just because it seems to be a problem, at least in one game, I know, where Minnesota was able to run the ball for 172 yards. So do you maybe take a page out of that book and see what kind of success you have early on? Let's check in with Tone at the barbershop. Tone, what's going on? Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, long time since the last time. I'm looking forward to seeing you down at the center this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's only going to be a month.
Oh, my gosh. I found out yesterday that their media day is September 29th, which feels like, I mean, that's 2 weeks from Monday.
Oh, the hype is through the roof, you know what I mean, with all the Ben videos out there. And
I know,
TV,
right?
Jumpers all summer long.
So it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he played against some NBA talent, not the top talent.
No.
But just the fact that he was in games shooting.
That's true.
And willing to shoot. And it looked like he feels comfortable shooting.
Yeah, I hope
that's what I want to see.
Yeah, let's see. We'll see. That, I mean, pickup games is one thing. I hope he feels the same comfort when he plays in a real game.
Absolutely. I think he will. I think it's time. I mean,
it's definitely time.
I know.
Yep.
Going down to all the games and pre-game shoot arounds, you know, I'm looking at the guy dropping threes and jumpers and everything, and I'm like, and you can't attempt one in a game? For real?
He had nine for like two seasons.
Yeah.
No, it was amazing.
When he makes his first one, that place will erupt.
Oh, absolutely. It'd be like Markelle Fultz.
Yep.
All over again when he hit a jumper and the building exploded.
It did. Do you have concerns with the Eagles tomorrow night?
A little bit of concern. The biggest thing that I see with this team this year is they're going to take a little bit of Dalvin Cook with them down to Atlanta. They're going to run the ball. But Schwartz likes to blitz Atlanta.
Amazingly, you're right. Nobody else, but he does like to blitz these
nobody
guys.
Nobody else, but yeah. He likes to put the heat on Matt Ryan.
I think the number I saw was he, in, and again, it's they use those three games, but he blitzed Ryan 27%. Yeah, 27% of his dropbacks in those three games.
Yeah.
And that number compared to the rest of the league for Schwartz, the rest of the league only 19%. So that's a big jump.
It is. And, you know, Hugh was on, I listened to him earlier today. He's been making rounds through all the stations and stuff. They have concerns about the Eagles. But you know the thing that got me more than anything?
What?
They got more concerned about Eagle Nation than the Eagles.
Are you serious?
Yes. He's like, look, the coach is telling the team, if we get behind, he's telling the fans, yo, don't abandon. Stay with us.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles
I was just going to say, the Eagles fan base is one of the best traveling I've ever seen. And people make their plans. They mark their calendar. They book their tickets.
My phone's been blowing up all day long with a lot of my friends that are down there now. And they're like, Tone. Look,
we've taken over the city.
In the bars, in the restaurants, in the cabs, in the Ubers, in the hotels.
Yep.
Everywhere you turn is green. And I said, hey, I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
Especially this year because of the makeup of this team.
Yeah.
They got their thumper back. They got a good scat back. They got tight ends.
Yeah.
Everybody's healthy. I mean, obviously,
for the most part.
You know. For the most part.
Yep.
But, you know, the biggest thing I'm looking at is this, D. Julio's going to get his. Like Michael Irvin or anybody else they played, he's going to get his. But what happens is they shrink the field.
Yes.
When they get inside that 30, Julio ain't got 40 yards to run on you.
I know.
And it gets awful crowded, and those little cornerbacks now can make a difference because the heat will be on Ryan. And Julio can't get loose like he wants to when he got 50 yards in front of him.
I totally agree with you.
Tone, if they contain him, it'll be great.
I agree with you, Tone. Thanks so much for calling. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. It's so true. And with this team in particular, those two things stand out. One, as Tone just mentioned, how, and I don't know what it is, and I didn't see it written anywhere, of what about Matt Ryan or the Falcons in general, has Schwartz liked blitzing so much more than any other team in the league? I mean, it's like we just gave you the numbers, 27% versus 19%. So that would be the one. And then true that Julio does get his in terms of receiving yards against the Eagles, but he has not been able to get in the end zone these last couple of games. And there are those, there's two plays. I had to go to YouTube. I don't remember plays like everybody else does all the time. But of where in the end zone that he has not had success, not necessarily both were not his fault alone. So we'll see. But if that philosophy, the one thing I did see, you know, if they get all these yards, but they don't win on the scoreboard, Schwartz is like, then we did the right thing. You know, but that's the right formula for beating those guys. And that's kind of what Tone just was alluding to, that they, you know, can march down the field. But now all of a sudden when you shrink that field and the fact that they've had to answer that all week, you know, why do you struggle so much in the red zone against the Eagles? And it kind of gets in people's heads and it plays with you a little bit. So we'll see if that's how it plays out again, which would be for a fourth time. And have those numbers again. Matt Ryan 243 passing yards over his last three games against the Eagles, completing just 55% of his throws. So the one concern we've had from people is that the secondary of the Eagles, you know, now you have a better receiving core, in certainly by names, than the Redskins came to town with, and yet the Redskins receivers accounted for 194 receiving yards in week one. So the other thing is I don't think you can afford to get behind against this Atlanta team the way you did get down 20-7 against Washington. It would be ill-advised. 610-632-0975. Do you have a different concern? Do you have no concerns? And from an injury standpoint, really the only thing that we'll be seeing differently this week than week one is the fact that Tim Jernigan will be starting for Malik Jackson. That's really the only, I mean, Doug Peterson could start differently in terms of his secondary. I'm trying to think last week, Avanti was in the slot. I forget who he started. It wasn't Sidney Jones, though. Definitely not. It had to be Darby out there. And Rasul, right, exactly. And then he replaced Rasul with Sidney Jones later. That was it, Josh. You're right. I knew there was something. So we'll see. I have no idea what to expect, because the only thing I did read and hear was that it will still be by committee. So how that starts out, I don't know. So basically two things they like to do by committee. They like to, the secondary is by committee. That might be more forced out of necessity. And then the other is running back by committee. And, you know, there's different strengths to each of those guys when you have Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard, and Darren Sproles. I didn't think people got on Jordan Howard. I didn't feel like that. Now, we'll see if he gets more touches this week. But again, I think his strength is like when you have a lead and you're trying to burn the clock. So that's why I say get the lead, and then you'll Jordan Howard will get his, and all will be peachy. 610-632-0975. Also, I remind you that at the top of the hour, the Phillies they had yesterday off, that rare Friday off, because they have a two-game set with the Boston Red Sox, but they will be playing down there at Citizens Bank Park. Now it has come to the time where they really have to go on some kind of streak. And with 16 games remaining, 2.5 games out of the second wild card spot, which is currently occupied by the Cubs. I mean, they need to be winning games, and they need some help from the two teams in front of them, those being the Cubs and the Brewers. So it's possible, yes. Normally we say, well, you got to like your chances every time they send Nola to the hill, but actually his last three times out, that has not, maybe even four, right? The first two, he didn't get the run support, and his last two, he has definitely struggled or not looked like the Nola. Maybe he's gassed. I don't know. I know this, that when you're always going out and everybody's relying on you as the one for sure in that rotation, by the time you get to the middle of September, you know, maybe you've just run out of gas and you need a little more help than Nola has received this year. So we've been asking this question. Oh, the Cubs won today 14-1. Whoa. So that number now is 3. Phillies are back 3 before they play their game tonight. 14-1. Oof. Anyhow, are you still hanging in there with the Fightins? Or, you know, it's football season and you've moved on. It's football season and the Eagles have plenty of entertainment for you. 610-632-0975. And also, if you want to weigh in on the Temple victory over number 21st ranked Maryland, 20-17, and Penn State a winner as well. They beat Pittsburgh. I had said, again, I'm going to have to read this because the headline, I had said, you know, well, is this a renewed rivalry? Apparently it's the end of a rivalry, according to one of these articles. And I think it's because they're not scheduled in the foreseeable future to play each other. But it was once a very big rivalry, Penn State versus Pittsburgh, you know, for the state of Pennsylvania. So if you want to weigh in on either of those, Temple, could they actually run the table with a favorable conference schedule? And now they have started their season with a victory over Bucknell and a victory over Maryland. Rod Carey off to a great start with his Temple House. 610-632-0975. D-Line with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD... You may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON. 866-DOC-LEON.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 and the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Philadelphia area. Are you interested in making active and passive income each month flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The ProSource Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien flip kit, which contains educational videos and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn government-regulated returns up to 18% that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access tax lien inventory not available to the public. So if you want to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text OFFER to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien flip kit and get ready to learn how to flip tax liens and acquire houses well below wholesale prices with great profit potential, all from home working part-time. Text OFFER to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Text OFFER to 31,000. That's OFFER to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
When you're well-dressed, people say,
"Nice suit."
When you're best dressed, they say,
"Nice suit."
The JCPenney Men's Best Dressed event is happening now. Score 50% off men's select suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants from Collection by Michael Strahan, Stafford, and JFJ Farrar. And for big and tall guys, shop Shaquille O'Neal, XLG, and more. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney. Offers valid 9/12 to 9/18. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusion supply. See store or jcp.com for details.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Eagles fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for over 45 years. Don't settle for watching the game on the couch again this season. Start a new tradition this Sunday. Join hundreds of your closest Birds fans for Eagles away game parties at Xfinity Live, presented by Miller Lite. Watch the game on our 32-foot HD screen, the largest on the East Coast. Enjoy our $5 game day menu and grab ice-cold $3 Miller Lights all day long. And remember, the first Miller Lite's always on us.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
This is Brian Westbrook. Before your summer road trip, get your car service at Meineke. Meineke does it all. Brakes, tires, alignments, exhaust, and right now, get a free AC check. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sports Talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, it is Saturday, September 14th, week two, and the NFL is soon upon us. Well, actually, Thursday night game, it is already here then. 97.5, the Fanatics, Tyrone Johnson and Patty can take you into the green zone during every Birds game this season. Watch every Birds game with Tyrone and Pat. They talk about the game during the game. Plus, the guys take a look at the betting lines, prop bets, and everything happening around the league as it happens. Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. Sign up at PlaySugarHouse.com. Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier online casino. Gambling problem? Please call 1-800-GAMBLER. And speaking of odds, currently the Eagles -2. Going into Atlanta. Interesting. Just in terms of Atlanta playing at home over Matt Ryan's last 6 years at home, they are a 500 team, 24-24. So that is one factor. And two, the Eagles have played Matt Ryan very well. Now, those last three outings have all been here in Philadelphia, but we've said the numbers, and they've given them fits. So, and they've been victorious in all three of those. So you combine that, and you say, well, okay, that's probably factoring in to that number as they hit the road and look to extend their winning streak to 2 and be 2-0 on the season. Let's check in with Jimmy in Mount Holly. Jimmy, thanks for calling the Fanatic, as always.
Yeah, gee, I've been listening to this station all week, and I think a lot of people have forgotten there's two teams out there on Sunday night. I'm hearing, well, Atlanta this and Atlanta that. Atlanta can't afford to go down 0-2, especially their home opener. Atlanta has revenge over the Eagles. Garbage like the line is telling us something and all that. Well, maybe we'd like to win, too. I mean, maybe we'd like to go 2-0 and really start out having a great year that a lot of us think is going to end in a possible Super Bowl win.
Well, I didn't say, I mean, I've said that the Eagles have a good chance of going in and they're winning that game. I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
Well, no, it's not you. I'm just telling you, you're the voice of reason. I mean, you and Pat Callahan this morning on the show that he does every Saturday. I mean, I just approach this game this way. I mean, we all watched our game. I mean, I don't know how many people watched the Minnesota-Atlanta game like I did. And from all of that, and only that, I mean, not this other minutia. I mean, to me, I came up with 31-24 Birds. I mean, and that's the only thing we really should look at. I mean, it's a new season, all that other stuff in the past, records on Sunday night, records on artificial turf, records on the second game after you win your home open is all minutia.
The one thing that matters to me is that Jim Schwartz has obviously planned well in those last three games that he has played Matt Ryan and company.
Yeah, that's a great observation. I mean, that's just what you do, D. You make great observations. That's why I love listening and calling. In other words, to me, this is actually even better for our team at playing indoors and under ideal conditions. I mean, you know, we beat them under surreal rotten conditions, which, despite what a lot of people think, hampers both sides. I mean, I don't care if a team is a team from the Northeast Corridor. I mean, nobody likes to play in 10 degrees and windy and all that. So, I mean, we got ideal conditions. 72 degrees. I mean, we're going to go in that city and then we're going to give them a little eagle magic, some eagle power. We're going to be well represented. We're going to have fans. A lot of fans are going to be there. And we're going to hear them, too, on the television.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a caller who said that it's nothing but a sea of green already in Atlanta at all the bars and restaurants, which is not surprising because I think over the last couple of years, this fan base has traveled quite well.
And did you notice, like I did, that Wentz in the second half, once they got rolling, I mean, it looked like he turned the clock back a couple of years. That looked like the Carson
of 2017.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. To me, I mean, that's the most important position. Our quarterback is going to go in there, and he is just going to be the star of the game. In fact, at least one touchdown bomb to Deshaun. I mean, at least. I mean, maybe more. And I mean, the defense, they're going to give up yards. I mean, I was listening to Tone. He's right. Julio is going to get his. And Tone was also right when he said that we're going to give him a little dose of Dalvin Cook. I mean, what's your score? I'm just curious.
I said they would definitely score in the 30s because I just don't see the Falcons defense being able to handle the many weapons. So I'll go with they had 35 last week. I'll say, can I go 31 to, I honestly think it's a bend, don't break. I don't see the Falcons having, I'm going to give them 17.
Yes, I hope you're right. I mean, that's a little more lopsided there. But we're close. I said 31-24. I mean, I said on one of the shows during the week, Atlanta is not going to crack 30. I mean, you can bank that right now. So it's good. I mean, I can't wait to talk to you after the game, and we'll both float a little. I mean, it'll be cool.
All right, Jimmy. Well, before that, enjoy your Saturday night.
You too, Dean. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Maybe I'm not giving there. I just was mentioning the receiving core could give the secondary, but I still like those numbers that Schwartz has put up in terms of making it so difficult for Matt Ryan and company in the red zone over these last 3 years. I can't ignore 4 for 17 by Matt Ryan covering a total of 19 yards in the red zone in the previous three games, which included a playoff game. Now that might, I'm assuming, Jimmy, that's the one you were referring to about conditions being a factor. And that won't be the case down there in Atlanta tomorrow night. I'm interested. I will look forward to seeing it. I think, to me, the way this Eagles team is, and again, relatively healthy, that they will be a team that builds. I see them as a team that builds. There's enough newness, whether it's Carson being healthy and then new with a DeSean Jackson. Carson now knowing that in addition to having the receivers he has, we know what he has in Ertz and Goddard, but now he also has a Miles Sanders, a Jordan Howard, and bring back Darren Sproles, which we know the weapon that he can be. So to me, there's just so many, and this offensive line, I can't dispute that this offensive line is legit. So I think they give him enough time. I think Carson, I think it's important to him that he has shown this progress. And people want to say, you know, he did look by the end of that game last week, to be the guy that we saw in 2017, which really, for me, it feels like that was so long ago when you saw him. Because it was by the back end of that season, it was already Foles, and then it was the postseason was Foles, and then last year he wasn't that Carson. So it feels like a while ago, but I would agree. I think he just continues to grow. By the way, since we're talking about quarterbacks, I am going to be interested in seeing what Lamar Jackson does this week. You know, he was 17-20. Now, again, against a bad team, I get it. But he definitely had my favorite line of last week post-game. And when he stepped to the podium, I don't know if you heard this, Josh, but he said, not bad for a running back in terms of his performance. That was so classic. I loved it because it showed such a sense of humor, right?
And believe it or not, he was available in my fantasy league, and I was number one in the waiver list, so I snatched him up right away.
Did you play him last week?
I did not play him, so he was sitting in the still as a free agent, and I picked him up because Philip Rivers, some of his weapons now have been hurt, so that's a rough go, so we'll see. We'll see now.
I know. I mean, again, it was against the Dolphins, so I got to, like, just say beware. But it's still 59 points, man. That's craziness.
And to your point, he didn't do too much with his legs. It was all with his arm.
All with his arm. I loved listening to him, and I'm a big fan of John Harbaugh from when he – I actually knew John from my years in Cincinnati. He was on the coaching staff of the Cincinnati college team. The Cincinnati team that plays in Temple's conference. So I knew him there. And then he was obviously on the Eagles staff when I got here. And I'm a big fan of him. And I know he has such faith in Lamar. And he took some, you know, both of them took a little bit of a beating last year. But he was hanging with his guy. And he certainly had a great week one. So, yeah, I'll look forward to seeing that. And I look forward to continue seeing the growth of Carson Wentz. I had to remind myself. Let's see. Darren Sproles had 9 carries last week, and Deshaun had the 8 receptions, and Sproles had a total of 12 touches. I'll be curious if targets are different in any way, shape, or form for the Eagles, because you have options. That's the thing. Carson has options, and you can change it up depending on what the Falcons decide to key in on. And go in a different direction. And that's one of the beauties I think people are going to enjoy watching this team this year, is how do you spread the ball around? Where do you want to go? So Carson, he had a pair of the deep touchdown passes to Deshaun last week. Jimmy says he'll have at least one to Deshaun this week. When everybody knows that's what you're going to do, I guess it's just because Deshaun is that fast that you just can't hang with him. He's a speed demon. And Carson could put it on the money.
Straight up.
Straight up. 610-632-0975. What do you think? Clearly, Jimmy, he's got it not the same kind of score that I had, and maybe I went too lopsided. But I think the Eagles and the 30 points, I feel 30-plus, I feel very confident in. That I do. And I think really the only thing that could is if they hurt themselves, turnovers. Like, if you hurt yourself with turnovers, then that could change the story. And the other thing, I don't like playing from behind, especially on the road. So you can't do this nonsense of falling behind 20-7 at the half. And I also think it would behoove the Eagles to start having more productive first quarters. It didn't happen much last year, and that would be something that should start to change. It would be healthy for them. 610-632-0975. I am D. Lineham, and you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Parks Casino, it's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino, winning never tasted so good. Street Road exit 595 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on.
And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in Jeep Cherokee or in Jeep Compass with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll get up close and personal with the weather thanks to the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry into Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Jeep. When it rains, we shine. During 10 days to deal, well-qualified returning Grand Cherokee lessees can lease the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,299 to its signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires due to contribution. Lease to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 9/30/20. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/16. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It could mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
It's finally fall, and the perfect time for a total wardrobe refresh at Macy's VIP Sale, where you get incredible deals on designers that rarely go on sale. Use your Macy's coupon or card to take an extra 30% off trends you'll want to wear on repeat, like animal print, all over paisley, and more. Plus, use the coupon to take an extra 15% off beauty, so your head-to-toe look is fresh and flawless. And the perks don't stop. Check out Macy's Star Rewards for benefits no matter how you pay. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
As we return to school and work, all of us need to be aware of our surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If you ride NJ Transit trains or buses or live or work near a station, you know when something just doesn't feel right. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Stay alert, stay alive.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join 97.5 The Fanatic Monday night for the Brian Westbrook Show live at PJ Wheelahan's in Cherry Hill from 6 to 7 p.m. presented by 19 Crimes Wine. Grab a seat early. Enjoy happy hour food specials from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Includes $2 sliders, $4 famous fries, and $5 personal nachos. All day, every day, enjoy $7 19 Crimes featured wines by the glass. For details, visit the events page on 97.5thefanatic.com. The Brian Westbrook Show live from PJ Wheelahan's in Cherry Hill Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. presented by 19 Crimes Wine.
Is it time for maintenance on your vehicle? Stop into your locally owned Meineke today for an oil change and get a free tire rotation. Right now, synthetic oil change is just $49.95. Up to 5-quart standard filter plus disposal fees. Tires, brakes, alignments, batteries, exhaust. Meineke, doing car care right.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Folks, I want to tell you about tomorrow's pregame show. The new Fanatic pregame show starring Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Givens is live tomorrow beginning at 5 p.m. from our new home. It's the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook, presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And so then you'll watch the game. And then after the game, the Fanatic has the post-game show. You can join Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas after every Birds game for the Fanatic Eagles postgame show presented by Prop Swap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. See how much your bet is worth and find great deals on bets others want to sell. PropSwap.com. So we've been talking about the Eagles and concerns about the possible concerns you might have as they go into Atlanta. I was just looking, John Clark of NBC Channel 10. He's always great at giving you some like good, cool video. D-Jack suit that he wore to go down to Atlanta. It's like a, I don't know if I would call that a lime green, but something in that realm. He was looking sharp could be. So anyhow, they have arrived in Atlanta, and they'll have a long day tomorrow to rest and get ready. And then there'll be the Sunday night game between the Eagles and the Falcons. So most people feel good about going in there, meaning to Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Josh, what was your recommendation that I have people go get your Chick-fil-A, because you can't get a Chick-fil-A at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on a Sunday because it's a holiday for Chick-fil-A workers. Every Sunday, it's just they don't work. So, and that's in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So you'd have to, you can't. You'd have to get your Chick-fil-A tonight because across the board, you can't get Chick-fil-A. Right. So then it's like heating it up. I don't know. For having Chick-fil-A heated up doesn't sound good. But anyhow, it should be a good game. And we'll talk tomorrow in the morning. I'll be here at 9 to 11, but I'm going to go through. I did terrible picking picking in week one against the spread. Really, I'm not. I guess I must have too much emotion in there. But maybe I'll do some reading and see if I can't do a little better than last week. And I'll also share what my results were for last week. But currently, the Eagles are -2 going into this game. And as I said, they've had good success in playing the Falcons in their last three meetings. That does include that playoff game from two seasons ago. Those three games happen to be in Philadelphia. This one will be in Atlanta. Atlanta is coming off that loss at Minnesota. So, yes, I understand the feeling of Atlanta will be looking for redemption. And also, if you have aspirations of playing in the postseason, any team, an 0-2 start really puts you, you know, behind the eight ball moving forward. So they will be looking to avoid that. But the flip side of that is the Eagles have their own Super Bowl aspirations. And, you know, a 12-win season is not out of the realm of possibility. And this would go a long way if you can go and snatch your first road victory the first time out, and to be able to build on what they were able to show in the second half. Now, I don't think they should totally ignore what happened in the first half of that game against Washington. One, because the Washington Redskins receivers had really good days as a group, the three of them, McLaurin, Richardson, and of course, I don't have it in front of me, the third one. I feel like it was Quinn. Anyhow, they had 13 catches for 194 yards. And if the Falcons receivers see that, and they probably have looked at that film and feel like they could exploit the Eagles' secondary even more so. So maybe that is the one area of concern, would be how are you going to handle the Falcons receivers. Now, the one thing that I say, I'll hang my hat on this, is that clearly Schwartz has done a good job of preparing for Matt Ryan teams and Matt Ryan in particular. And his game plans defensively against these guys have gone quite well. And so until I see otherwise, I'll say they may be giving up yards, but they have done a great job in the red zone, and I would expect that that would be the case as well. In terms of injuries, no real new injuries with the exception of Malik Jackson probably out for the season. And we will see Tim Jernigan in there as a starter in tomorrow night's game. So how that affects. I said I picked my defensive guy. I'll wait offensively till tomorrow. But Fletcher Cox, because I do, he's going to be my defensive player of the game because I do think that Atlanta's offensive line is a little banged up, and that was an offensive line that they actually tried to bolster by using their first two first-round picks to get guys, but Lindstrom is actually injured, and so that should bode well for one Fletcher Cox tomorrow. And offensively, I think that they will pick up where they left off in last week's second half, where it seemed to me they were able to move the ball quite well. I think Carson looked very, very good. I might take one of the tight ends tomorrow, because I'm thinking that, I'm not saying Deshaun won't be a factor, but I'm not sure he has 8 receptions in this one. I'm going to look and see how he's fared against the Falcons defense the last couple of years with his other teams and see what I think about that with Deshaun. But I mean, I think I might take one of the tight ends. Maybe it's a Zach Ertz day tomorrow. And the other thing is, I'll be interested to see if they run the ball, you know, a good amount, and see if that as a weakness is, certainly that's what Minnesota found. That was a weakness of the Falcons defense. And so they ran it a lot, to the tune of 38 carries for them, covering 172 yards. And I'll bring up the Ruben Frank stat that the Eagles throw less in the first quarter than all the other, you know, second, third, and fourth. And so maybe that's when you test it out and you you try to run the ball to set the tone early, and you have the same kind of success that Minnesota was able to have last week against the Falcons when they beat them 28-12. So those are some things that we'll look at. I'll also look around the NFL tomorrow, and we'll see. I said there were a couple intriguing games. One, I'd like to see the Cowboys and the Redskins, because I want to have a better idea of how good are the Cowboys. And it was a little hard to tell when they were playing against the Giants, because the Giants look that poor. And then the other, there were a couple other ones. One was the Patriots game, which they notoriously do not play well against the Dolphins, but it's a 19-point spread in that one. And I also want to see if Antonio Brown does in fact play and what that looks like for Bill Belichick's squad. So it should be a fun day of football where, you know, no angst early on. Because your team, your Philadelphia Eagles, won't play until the evening. So you'll have an idea of what's happening in the conference and in the division before they actually take the field at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. All right, coming up next, let the big dog hunt. Joe Stazek will keep you company from 7 to 10. Josh, thank you so much. Behind the glass, I appreciate
you
it.
You got it, dude.
Excellent. And thank you out there to all the callers. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. And come join me again tomorrow morning. I'll be here at 9 a.m. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.